Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we are three lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Gimel Omer Aleph, the two dots, Hayoyresh Soymich. So yesterday, we began a new sugya, the sugya of Smicha. We gave a little bit of an introduction, talked about what exactly Smicha was meant to represent. Meaning, in as much as Karbonos Bechlal and Avodas Befrat are all lemailo me'asagoseinu, like the Ramban lays out in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. But at the same time, the idea of Smicha was that the Baal HaKarbon, by leaning his weight on the animal, was transferring whatever it was that he had of Zayin Hartz, whatever Averis he was carrying on his plates, and he was literally imparting it through osmosis, or through smicha, onto the animal that he was leaning on. That's l'chura, the inyan of why the Rambam, in the end of Perek Gimel, Hilchas Maisei HaKarbono, says that this that we find in Chazal, that a Baal HaKarbon had to be mesvada, he had to do tshuva, the vidui component of the tshuva used to take place at the time of the smicha. Because smicha is when this person is getting rid of his averis, that's when he's doing the proverbial kaparis or tashlich or whatever mashal you want to use, and it's therefore very befitting and appropriate at that point to be misvada to do tshuva. Either way, yesterday's daf discussed a lot of halachas related to smicha, mostly drashadik. Today's daf is a continuation, albeit a much lighter continuation. So the Mishnah at the very end of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph said v'hayoyresh soymich, that within the laws of smicha, if somebody yarshins a carbon from his father, his mother, and he now has an obligation, b'teiras yoyresh, to bring this carbon, he too would do smicha. Why is it a chiddush? Smicha is bebailim. So there could have been a thought that, being that the yoyresh is not really the bailim, now he is, but initially he wasn't, so maybe he's excluded from the parasha of smicha. Talmud Loimer, the Mishnah said the Yoyresh is Soymich. And then the Mishnah said, oh, by the way, we just mentioned the Yoyresh, so this would seem to be a befitting and an appropriate place to tell me some other halachas about Yoyresh. Right? There's no Masechtis Yoyresh, there's no Perik Yoyresh, so this is really the place to talk about it. So as it relates to a Yoyresh, a carbon, you should know, in addition to the fact that he's Soymich, he's also Mevi Nesachim, hashtag 2 days ago's daf, Umeymar, additionally, if he went and he violated the laws of Temura, it would be considered a tmura. On that note, says the Gemara, Tani Rav Chananya Kamei Rav. So Rav Chananya presented a braisa in the presence of the great Rava. And the braisa said as follows, Yoyresh einoi soymech, a Yoyresh can't do smicha, Yoyresh einoi meimar, and a Yoyresh cannot do tmura, which is the exact antithesis of what we just mentioned from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, when Rav heard what Rav Chananya said, he told him, come again, vanan tanan, it's a Mishnah, Hayoyresh soymech, Umevi esnech sachab umeimer. But as relates to the first and the third thing, not a yoyresh enoi soymech, a yoyresh soymech, and not a yoyresh enoi meimer, umeimer, the yoyresh is meimer. Amalei, so Rav Chananya was very taken aback, and he told him, if chai, right? He looked at Rava, are you suggesting that this must be a mistaken brisa? Do I have to flip the girsa? Instead of the braisa saying Yoyresh einoi soymech, Yoyresh einoi meimer, should it say Hayoyresh soymech umeimer? Amalei. So Rava told him, Lo tzricha. It's not something that you have to do, because we can get out of the situation by saying Masnisa Mani. You want to know who the Tana of the Brice is? Usually Masnisa is the Mishnah, but you want to know who the Tana of the Brice is? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? Tanya learned to the Brice. So Yoyresh Soymech Yoyresh Meimer. That's the halach of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said Yoyresh Einoi Soymech Yoyresh Einoi Meimer. Meaning there's a Mefurish Brice that presents this as a Machlokes Tanan. Hence your Brice, which contradicts our Mishnah, doesn't necessarily need to be edited, because you could always say Hamani, that other man, the Amar, who by the way has a name, it's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So in other words, whether or not Yoyresh is Soymech and Yoyresh is Meimer is really b'machloike shnuya. It's a Stam Mishnah one way, happens to be a Stam Braisa somewhere else the other way, and really at the end of the day, it's machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So according to the Chachamim, which is the Stam Mishnah, Yoyresh Soymech Yoyresh Meimer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yoyresh Einoi Soymech Yoyresh Einoi Meimer, says the Gemara. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Makar in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he hold that a Yerush is Enoi Soimich and a Yerush is Enoi Mem? Says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Because it says Karbanoi. Now, if you remember, at the very, very end of yesterday's daf, it's actually the top line of daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, we mentioned that it says the word Karbanoi 6 times extra in the parsha of Smicha in the context of the Shlomo. Rashi says 3 of those times we darshaned elsewhere, and the other 3 were darshaned on the very top of the Amud. If you remember, the Gemara said that the first karbana is v'loy karban chaveroi. You can't be a shliach for smicha. The second one was karbana v'loy karban evike chavim. If a guy brings a karban, there's no smicha on his karban. And finally, karbana l'rabis kobali karban l'smicha. That in the event that shutfim bring a karban, each shutif, every member of that entity needs to go ahead and provide some sort of smicha. So on that note, says Rabbi Yehuda, you want to know why I hold that a Yerush is Einoi Soimech? It's because you remember it says karbonai. And I hold that one of those 3 extra karbonis are teaching me, v'loi karbon aviv, that dafka for your karbon, not for your father's karbon. So if you're a Yerush is aviv, there's not going to be smicha, says Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that explains why a Yerush is Einoi Soimech. What about why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Yerush is Einoi Meimer? V'yalav tchilas hektish, misoif hektish. Rabbi Yehuda learned tmura, which the Gemara here refers to as tchilas hektish, from smicha, which we refer to as soif hektish. So tchilas hektish means somewhere in the onset of this hektish. Soif hektish means when you're ready, starting to do the avodah. So tmura over here is tchilas hektish, right? A more conventional tchilas hektish would mean when a person says, I raise oila. But okay, tmura is another way of making something hektish. So tmura is referred to the Gemara as tchilas hektish. Smicha is referred to as soif hektish. Rashi says the reason is because tekef le smicha shchitos. It happened right before the avodah started. So that's at the very, very end of its status of hektish before you're actually delivering it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yehuda says it makes sense to learn tchilas hektish from soif hektish. Amas soif hektish, yerush einu soimich. Just like as it relates to soif hektish, as it relates to smicha, the yerush is excluded. Av tchilas hektish, so too as it relates to the tchilas hektish, which is the tmura, yerush einu meimer, he's going to be excluded as well. So my time with the Rabbi Yehuda, karbonoi v'loi karban aviv, that's memayit the yoyrish from smicha, and if he's nesmayit from smicha, he's nesmayit from tmura. What shaychis, what does smicha have to do with tmura? Believe it or not, they're the 2 bookends of the hektish. One is tchilas hektish, one is the soif hektish, and it makes sense that whatever's by one is going to be by the other. Rabbanon says, the Gemara, what do Rabbanon hold? Rabbanon hold yoyrish is soimich, and he's meimer. Rabbanon hold, it says, in the parsha of tmura, homer yomer, v'im homer yomer. That's a double law. It's coming to be married, but something, the Rabbi says a Yerush, that a Yerush is included in Tamura, okay, and once I know that a Yerush is included in Tamura, the aforementioned methodology, we're now going to learn Smicha, which is Soif Hektish, from Tamura, which is Tchilas Hektish, Ma Tchilas Hektish, Yerush Meimer, just like as it relates to Tchilas Hektish, the Yerush is Meimer, Av Soif Hektish, so too as it relates to Soif Hektish, Smicha, Yerush Soimech, he's going to be Soimech. In other words, the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is had a darshan psukim, that's obvious. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yoyresh is Einoi Soimech because Karbonoi V'loi HaYoyresh, and once I know that a Yoyresh is excluded from Smicha, Memeila, I'm also going to know that a Yoyresh is excluded from Tmura. What Shaykh is, one is Soif Hektish, the other is Tchilas Hektish, it makes sense to learn one from the other. The Rabbanon Darshin Vim Homer Yomer, as relates to Tmura L'Rabbis Yoyresh, oh, if I know a Yerush is included in Tchilas Hektish, I know he has to be included in Soif Hektish as well. Same methodology. I'm Yalef Soif Hektish but Tchilas Hektish. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon agree to a certain extent, and that is in terms of the concept, the principle of learning Tchilas Hektish from Soif Hektish or vice versa. The idea that those two should be the same. The question is, what's the starting point? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the starting point is Karbonei V'loi HaYerush, and then we work backwards from there. According to the Rabbanon, it's Vim Hamer Yamel Rabbis Es HaYerush, and we move forward from there. Now, what's going to be the next part of the Avodah of the daf? It's going to try to understand why Rabbi Yehuda darshan's karbonai and the Rabbanon don't darshan karbonai, why the Rabbanon would darshan v'hamer yomer and the Rabbi Yehuda would not darshan Hamei Yomer, or B'milim Acherim, what do the Rabbanon do with Karbanoi, and what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Vim Hamei Yomer? Oh, and by the way, if that's what the Rabbanon do with Karbanoi, then what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say? And if that's what Rabbi Yehuda does with Vim Hamei Yomer, what are the Rabbanon going to say? So it's going to be a little bit of a volley from here now until the Mishnah, just going through this Shakla V'Tarya, classic Gemara. It says the Gemara, Vaitav Rabbanon, Hai Karbanoi Mei Avdilei. What did the Rabbanon do with Karbanoi of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda darshan Karbanoi V'Loi Ayoyresh, right? V'Loi Karban Aviv. What did the Rabbanon do with that? So the Gemara says, oh, that's easy. That was the end of yesterday's daf. They learned from the word karbonai, karbonai v'lei karbon oive kechavim, karbonai v'lei karbon chaveri, karbonai the rabbis, kol bali karbon l'smicha. All three of them were already taken, so there's nothing extra. Says the Gemara, okay, for Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do? So the Gemara has two suggestions. Either the rabbis call bali karbon l'smicha lesa. Either Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of one of those three, because he holds that if there are many shutfin in a karbon, then they could appoint one of the shutfin to go ahead and do the smicha. It's not considered a shlichus, and in that instance, it's going to work for everybody else. So he doesn't have that one application of karbonai, hence there's one extra to be memayet. Yairish v'inami. Alternatively, another way to learn is that Avada Rabbi Yehuda holds that Karbanoi, one of them is the rabbi's kol bali karban l'smicha. However, Islay, meaning he holds that that's really included, but at the same time, oivik chavim v'chaver mikrat kron nafka. He holds that Karbanoi v'loi oivik chavim and Karbanoi v'loi karban chaver doesn't need two Karbanois because really they're one and the same. Think about it. What does karbon v'lei karbon chaveri mean? That the bala karbon has to be the one to do the smicha. Okay, so if Reuven can't have Shimon do the smicha for him, well, then in a Yehudi, a guy also can't have a Yid do smicha for him, because it's like gara. At the end of the day, the guy is the bala, not the Yid. And it's for that reason that Rabbi Yehuda holds that those two halachas are learned from one karbon. Eh? Well, if that's the case, Ayatrule Trey Kroy, then there are going to be two karbanis that are going to be left over. Chad karbanov le karban aviv, the itach le rabbis kol bali karban le smicha. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, you want to know why the Rabbanon don't darshan karbanit the way Rabbi Yehuda did, is because according to the Rabbanon, it's taken. By the way, six karbanis and they're all taken. If there was a seventh, gizuntate, but we don't have a seventh. Oh, we have a sixth. Okay, what does Rabbi Yehuda do? So the Gemara has two eights. Says, why coin Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe it's not going to be taken. Good. Now we have to work the other way. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, Hamer Yomer, my oven. Like, the Rabbanon starting point was Hamer Yomer, as it relates to Tmura, was Lirabis as Yairish. And from there, he went forward and he said that the Yairish is going to be included in Smicha. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn you. Hamer Yomer is Lirabis as Yairish because he holds the Yairish as a name. So, Faith the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Hamer Yomer? Mibayleh, the rabbi says, so Isha. He uses it to teach me that an Isha is included in the parasha of Tmura. Why would I think not? The Tanya, it's a bright. Because if you go through the parasha of Tmura, the entire parasha is talking Balashan Zachar. And based on that alone, you would have thought that an Isha would be excluded. There's Masoi Feinu, the rabbi says, so Isha. At the end of the day, Masoi Feinu, is there any Eitzah here to be Marbe So Isha? Talmud Loimer, yeah. It says, Homer Yomer is Lerabbi So Isha. It's a Mefurish, a Braisa that Chazal already used, Homer Yomer, the rabbi says, Isha. And that is the way Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn. It says the Gemara of Rabbanon. What about the Rabbanon? How do they know the rabbi says, Isha? If Homer Yomer is the rabbi says, Yorish, how do you know to be Marbe Isha? Tarshi mi ve'im. It says, not just Homer Yomer, ve'im Homer Yomer. Now, it had to say im. Homer or im yomer, or if you want to be married with the Yerush, im homer yomer. So what's the drash? It's the vav. It's v'im. The Rabbanon darshan the vav, Rabbanon v'im loit arish. Yehuda doesn't darshan the vav, and being that he doesn't darshan the vav, since for that reason he only has one drasha, the rabbi says, so Isha, he doesn't have a drasha also to be the rabbi's es ha-yairish. So again, as it relates to why the Rabbanon don't darshan the karboni of Rabbi Yehuda, which was the even apina of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's because all six karbonis are already taken. There's no karbonoi to be memayit or yairish. As it relates to why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan the v'mhamer yomer like the Rabbanon do, which was the anachas even apina of Shitas HaRabbanon, it's because whereas Rabbanon darshan hamer yomer is l'rabbis es ha-yairish, Rabbi Yehuda k'detanya darshan hamer yomer is l'rabbis es ha-isha. Moving along, another Mishnah. Hakol soimchen. Everybody that brings a carbon does smicha. But You have to read the not such fine print. Chutz micheres shayte v'katan v'suma v'ivikachamim v'eved v'ashliach v'ha'isha. Whoa, that's a long list. So everyone does smicha? Not really. A cheres doesn't do smicha. A shayte doesn't do smicha. A katan doesn't do smicha. A suma doesn't do smicha. An ivikachamim doesn't do smicha. An eved, as in an eved knani, doesn't do smicha. A shliach can't do smicha on behalf of somebody else. And a woman or an isha doesn't do smicha either. U'smicha shiari mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah, smicha is shiari mitzvah, meaning it's extra credit. It's not ma'akiv the carbon. It's interesting. We know that whatever comes after the zrika is shiare mitzvah. Smicha comes before the zrika. So there could have been a havamina that maybe this is actually ma'akiv. Kamash malon, smicha is shiare mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv. Additionally, al harosh, smicha had to be done on the head of the animal. Bebez yadayin, by the hand. It had to be done with two hands. Ubemakim she soimchin sheichten. The smicha was done wherever the shechita was going to be done. So wherever the shechita was going to be done, kachik adashim shechitasim betzafayin, kachim kalim, b'chol makim b'azor. Wherever the shechita was going to be done, whatever was identified at the place, that's exactly where you have to do the smicha. Additionally, the take of the smicha shechita, there couldn't be any time lapse between the smicha and the shechita. So this is like, there's a halach of kiddush b'makom suda, right, which means you're supposed to make kiddush where you're going to eat and also when you're going to eat. This a similar idea of take of the smicha shechita, which defines makom and it defines zman. So number one, b'makom shesoyim chin sheichtin. Number two, v'takev zman-wise, the smicha had to be the shechita. So the Gemara now is going to do what it does. It's going to analyze the Mishnah, taking it from the top. Hakol soimchin chutz mecheres shoyte v'katan v'suma. That's the first analysis of the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Bishle mecheres shoyte v'katan. I understand why a cheres shoyte v'katan are excluded from the mitzvah of smicha. And the reason is, delav b'nei deyaninu. It's because they don't have das. And being that they don't have das, they can't be included in smicha. Now this is a little bit interesting. What does das have to do with smicha? In order to do smicha, you have to have das. In order to do smicha, you have to be able to lean b'chol koichai. Bebez yadayim al harosh, right? Bemakim shesoimchin and takef l'smicha. Shechita, that's all you have to do. It's a physical act. Where does lav b'nei deya impact that? If you look at the Rishonim say it's because they don't have kavana to be able to do the smicha. Does this mean because the Indian of smicha is the vidui and it's the tshuva? But al kapadim, the Gemara says that because the cheresh ha'it v'katan throughout shas are not b'nei deya, so it's for that reason they can't do smicha either. Oivik echavim nami, when the Mishnah says that an oivik echavim is excluded, that's also pashit. It's because it says in the parish of smicha, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. And we learn from the b'nei Yisrael, soimchim v'nei oivik echavim soimchim. So that's easy. Why cheresh ha'it v'katan are excluded? Easy. Why Noivik Echavim is excluded? Easy. El Asuma, my time alive. Why can't Asuma do smicha? Asuma is a bardas. So if that's the case, the regular yid, why should he be excluded from the mitzvah of smicha? So the Gemara says it was a machloikis amayra. Rav Chizda v'Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi. But who said what? We don't know. Chad Amar once said, Asya smicha, smicha misik ne'eit. That the makar, that a suma is excluded from smicha, is learnt out from Xeris Shava. Smicha, smicha, from the Ziknei Ha'eda. So what's the smicha of the Ziknei Ha'eda? See yesterday's daf. But we know the Ziknei Ha'eda did smicha on the Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibor. Okay. In order to be a member of the Ziknei Ha'eda, that person could not be a suma. And being that a suma is excluded then from doing the smicha on the Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibor, why? Because who did the smicha on the Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibor? The Ziknei Ha'eda, the Sanhedrin, and a member of the Sanhedrin was not allowed to be a suma. Well, if that's the case, so too we learn from here that all smicha is going to have the same halacha that a suma is going to be excluded. V'chadam, the other one said, Asya smicha, smicha mi oilas ri'iyah. We learned smicha, smicha from the oilas ri'iyah, that the oilas ri'iyah requires smicha. How do you know the oilas ri'iyah requires smicha? So the Gemara is going to bring a drasha for that. But the oilas ri'iyah required smicha, and the mitzvah of ri'iyah is also something that excludes a suma. That means a suma is never going to have a mitzvah to do smicha on an oilas ri'iyah because he's potter from the mitzvah of ri'iyah, and as a result, he's potter from the oilas ri'iyah. So being that a suma is excluded from that smicha, so too, he's going to be excluded from all smichas. The bottom line is, it was a machlokes Rav Yitzchak, Barav Dimi and Rav Chizda, it was a Chadam. A Chadamar once said that as soon as Potter from Smicha, we learned it from the Smicha of the Param Davish Al Tzibur, because the Ziknei Ha'Eda weren't Suman. The other one said it's learned out from the Smicha of the Eiles Riyah, because someone that's a Suma obviously is Potter from the Eiles Riyah. Says the Gemara, the man, I'm a Eiles Riyah, my time is the Ziknei Ha'Eda, the man, I've learned it from the Eiles Riyah. It sounds like he held, you learn it from the Eiles Riyah, and it's a Choska action. You don't learn it out from the Ziknei Ha'Eda. Why not? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Done in Yachid, the Yachid, they done in Yachid mit Tzibur, because when we say that a Suma is potter from smicha, we mean a suma that brings a carbon yachid, right? Obviously, that's what we're talking about. So a suma brings a carbon yachid, he's potter from smicha. You're going to learn it from paralam davish al tzibur, which is a carbon tzibur, done in yachid, mi yachid, ain't done in yachid mi tzibur. Man, the yalav mi ziknei eda, my taima, la yalav mi ayilas rei. The man that learned it from ziknei eda, and he was willing to stretch himself to learn yachid mi tzibur, wouldn't it make more sense to learn from the ayilas rei, which is yachid mi yachid? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why he didn't want to do that, because done in midi dechsiv be smicha be gufe, mi midi dechsiv be smicha be gufe. He wanted to learn a smicha where the Torah says mefurish the smicha from something where the Torah Mefurish discusses its din smicha, lafuke oilas re'iya, as opposed to the oilas re'iya, the he gufa me oilas nedava gam, where it doesn't say anywhere Mefurish in the Torah that smicha was done on the oilas re'iya. It's learned out from your classic oilas nedava. What is that? Drasha, the Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. There was a Tana that once presented the following drasha in the presence of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. It says in the pasuk, "Vayakrev es ha'oila, vayaseh ha'kamishpat." And this is in Parsha Shmini, and this is talking about the karbonis of the miluim. But it says, "Vayakrev es ha'oila, vayaseh ha'kamishpat." And what's the mishpat? Kamishpat oilas nadava. It's referring to the mishpat of the oilas nadava. And we learn from here, "Limid al oilas chayve shetunim smicha." And this is a makar that Aaron Hakohen's oilas chayve that he brought by Yom Hashmini. And all Oilas Chayfa, such as the Oilas Riyah, also require smicha. But here's the point, it doesn't say anywhere Mefurish that the Oilas Riyah required smicha. It's something that's learned out from the word Kamishpat, being that it's not Mefurish, you'd rather learn from something Mefurish than learn from not something Mefurish. The bottom line is, the Mishnah said Hakol Soimchin and then gave us a whole list of exclusions. Chutz Micheres, Shoyte Vekaton, so far, we tackled the first five. Chereshayt v'katam, who come together, they're all excluded from smicha because they're la b'nei deya. And somehow the fact that not b'nei das impacts their ability or lack thereof to do smicha. We mentioned the suma. The suma is excluded. It's machloikis, Rav Chizda, and Rav Yitzchak Bar Adimi. Chadomer. One learned it from the Ziknei Yoeda. The smicha of the Ziknei Yoeda couldn't be done by Suman because the Sanhedrin couldn't be Suman. So to all smicha can't be done by a Suma. The other learned out from the smicha of the Eilas Riyah. The Eilas Riyah required smicha. And someone that was a Suma was Potter from Riyah. Hence, every Suma is always going to be Potter from smicha. What about Oivei Kechavim? That the Gemara held was easy. Bnei Yisrael Soimchen. Ve'ein Oivei Kechavim Soimchen. So now we're going to go through the rest of the list. And that is V'ha'eved, V'ha'shliach, V'ha'isha. So the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the Parsha of smicha, the word Yadai. In fact, we're going to darshan now three mentions of the word Yadai with regards to smicha. And we learn from the Yadai V'lo Yad Avdai. You, the Bailim, have to do the smicha. Your Eved Kanani can't do it on your behalf. You, the Bailam, have to do the smicha. You can't have a shliach do it on your behalf. And you, the Bailam, have to do the smicha. You can't have your wife do it on your behalf. Says the Gemara, Kol Hani Lomali. Why do I need three? Meaning, it should just say Yodai, which it says, and from there I would know it has to be Yodai. Meaning, if it has to be Yodai, that one mention of Yodai, L'chayre, excludes all three of these categories. I need a special Yodai to be Memayit Avdai, and then another one for Shluchai, and then another one for Ishtai. The Gemara says, Yatzricha Aido. And the reason is because Avdai, Shluchai, and Ishtai were not all created equally. They're different as it relates to this sugya. Each one has its own nuance, its own yichus, its own chashivas, and therefore, if all I had was Yodai, which is a mir, I would think not necessarily to be memaidol. If they're all the same, I would be memaidol, but if they're not the same, then there's already mokum to say I'll be memaid this, not that, not the other. Again, this is Talmud Bavli 101. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, because Rachmanu Chad had it only said one Yodai, have a mir, I would have thought the Mutei Eved. who is the lowest hanging fruit in terms of being memayit over here? I would think it's the Eved. And the reason is the lav bar mitzvahs, because an Eved is not a bar mitzvahs. And really the punchline is in the next line of Gemara. Being that he's not a bar mitzvah, so he's excluded from the parish of shlichos. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shlichachem b'nei bris. An Eved Kanani can never be your shlich. He can't be your shlich to be mekadosh anisha. He can't be your shlich to do mekach hamemker. So being that he's someone that's always excluded from being a hemshech of you, so I would have thought, yo, that he's coming to be married him. Avo shliach, but a shliach, the bar mitzvah. And because he's a bar mitzvah, v'shluchai shel adam k'maisa, he's included in the parish of shlichus of the second parak of Masechtes Kedushin, of really kolat teira kula. So ema lismaich, I would think he's included. V'yashmin hani tarti, had I only known two, so I would know to be married Eved, I would know to be married shliach. But maybe even them, the lav kegufe damya, even a shliach, who's a bar mitzvah, who has power of attorney, but he's not mamish you. Aval ishtoi de kegufa damya, but ishtoi, who we know is ishtoi kegufa, ema tisamech, maybe she should be able to do smicha for you, tzricha, that's why I would need three. But the bottom line is, because Eved, shliach, and isha, not all one and the same, therefore we need three miyutim. This gemara is an interesting gemara, we spoke about the 7.5 years ago, where you see that the idea of ishtoi kegufa, which is usually more of a Musar Digga theme. This is more in Yonim that you hear in Sheva Brachas Torah. V'hayu l'basar echad. You see, it permeates halacha that there would have been a havamina that the hilcha shlichus of ishtoi would have been different. Ishtoi kegufay is not just Musar. Ishtoi kegufay is a real metzias, and you could have thought that a shliach not, but an ishtoi, yeah. Moving along. The Mishnah then said, v'smicha shiarei mitzvah. That as it relates to smicha, you should know, it's not ma'akiv kapara, it's extra credit, it's shiarei mitzvah. So the Gemara is going to bring a price in that, that's going to elaborate on this point. Tanu Rabbanan. It says, v'somach v'nirtza. Where does it say that? So this is Parshas Vayikra, Perek al Pasuk Dal. This was the Pasuk that we began the sugi with. V'somach yodei al reish ha'oila v'nirtza loy l'chaper olav. That mysteriously, the Torah mentions the inyan of ritzoy and kapara that one gets when he brings a carbon, take a smicha, right? That's what we mention it. Smicha, and then immediately we mention this inyan of ritzoy. But the Gemara asks, v'chi smicha mechaperes, v'alo yen kapare elo b'dam. Right, it can't be literally. It can't be v'somach v'nirtza. You have to do zrika. You have to do the avodah zarah. You didn't do anything. You didn't even do shchita yet. Shenemar ki adamu b'nefesh yichaper. And how do you know in kapara el abadam? It's a pasuk in the Torah that kapara always goes to them. What's this pasuk coming to tell me? As far as she'im asol the smicha shiarei mitzvah, that in the event a person treats the smicha as shiarei mitzvah, it doesn't mean he treats it as shiarei mitzvah. So it sounds like a hergish type of thing. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it means you don't do it, right? If you don't do the smicha because I don't have to do it, so maybe you don't do it. Ma'wa olav akos of kiluloi keeper. We act as if the person didn't get kapara. However, the keeper, he really does get kapara. Rashi says what this means in English is that what the Torah is saying is that as much as smicha is not ma'akev, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper, that's what the kapara is all about. But at the same time, there's a mitzvah min amufcher. There's a level of kapara that a person only gets if he goes ahead and he does the smicha. So that, is it mechaper? No. But it's ke'ilu mechaper. Or if you don't do the smicha, it's ke'ilu loy keeper. And that's what we learn from the smichos of the smicha and the kapara. Says the Gemara, v'tanya gabi tenufa ki aygamna. We have a similar braisa that discussed tenufa that seems to mirror what we just said with regards to smicha. What's the background of that braisa? So the pasuk says, l'tenufa l'chaper. It's talking about the Karbonis of the Mitzayra. This week's parasha says the Brais of the Tnufa Mechaperes was the Tnufa Mechaper, the Tnufa Lechaper, following Kapar El Badam, Shinamaki Adamu Benefeshi Chaper, El Lemelacha, the same Shikotam Shimassal, the Tnufa Shari Mitzvah, in the event that the person treats the Tnufa Shari Mitzvah, meaning he doesn't do it, Mal Olav Akosov, Kilu Loi Keeper, we treat it Kilu Loi Keeper, however the keeper. You should know that really you do get Kapar. The bottom line is, Smicha and tenufa are both mitzvahs that are not ma'akev, but there's a mitzvah min amufcher to do it, and that mitzvah min amufcher translates into a kapara min amufcher. So that in the event that a person doesn't do it, there's like a ki'ilu loy keeper, v'keeper, right? But it's ki'ilu, magic word, loy keeper. Bottom line is, the Mishnah said that smicha is shiarei mitzvah. Now we have a little bit of a better idea of what this means. Al harosh. Next words of the Mishnah are that the smicha has to be done on the head of the animal. We have a braisa for this too. Tanu Rabbanan. It says, Yodai al harosh v'samach yadoi al roish karbonai. This is vayikra gimel beis. This is talking about the carbon shlam, where the Torah talks about the smicha. We dashed a lot of those psukim in the last 2 days. It says yadai al harosh, and we learn from there v'lo yadai al atzavar, and we learn that the yad, it has to be dafka al harosh, but it can't be al hatzavar. Yadai, it says yadai a second time. We learn from there yadai al harosh v'lo yadai al gabayim, that it has to be dafka on the head as opposed to on the gabayim. If the smicha was done on the back of the animal, it's not going to be okay. Yadai, it says it a third time. We learn from there yadai al harosh v'lo yadai al chazef. It's going to be on the chazeh, the breast of the animal, that's also not going to be okay. It says the Merkulani, Lamadli, why do I need all these drushes? I need three drushes, yaday, to do that. L'chura, if it's, or yaday ala rosh, right? We were focusing on yaday in the previous drushes. This is yaday ala rosh. Why do I need it three times? If it says yaday ala rosh, I know it's not on the throat, I know it's not on the gabayim, it's not on the chazeh. So why do I need it to say yaday ala rosh draimul? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's richti, because Rahman Echad had only said one time, I would have thought them with tzaver. I would have thought it's coming to me when I eat the throat, and the reason is the loikoi bahade roshai, because the throat is not parallel to the head, right? So an animal, when it's standing on all fours, so the head is obviously the top of the animal and the throat is hanging down. So being that it's not shove b'shove to the rosh, so you would have thought that's why it's not okay. Meaning al rosh has to be maybe not mamish on the rosh, it just can't be on the tzavar. Abul gaboy, as it relates to the back, the koi lahadi rosh, which is shava b'shava to the rosh. Emaloi, maybe that's not excluded from rosh. Tzricha, I need a second. Mishmiyash min and hani treheded ad to mishum doloy yisrabi l'tenufo. I would have thought that the reason smicha doesn't work on the tzavar and the gabayim, because you don't find a mitzvah of tenufa, where tenufa is applicable, like right here, the shlomim, you don't find tenufa by that part of the animal. Avul chaza disrabi l'tenufa, but the chaza v'shaik, included in the mitzvah of tenufa, say ema loy. I would have thought it's not excluded. Meaning, once you find that the Torah said you do the mitzvah of tenufa with the chaza, so maybe the mitzvah of smicha should also be done with the chaza. That's why I needed three miyutim. Iba yilohu yaday alat stodim. Now, what would be if the person did smicha on the head, but he did it on the sides of the head, not mamish on top of the head? What would be the halacha, like holding onto the cheeks, Rashi says, on the licha yayim? Tashma, etanya, Abba Bira, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Abba Bira, Rashi says, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, said, yodai al rosh, right? This is the same yodai al harosh that we mentioned earlier. And we learn from here, yodai al roshoi, v'lo yodai al atzdodim, it has to be on the top of the head. However, if it's going to be on the side, even on the cheeks, that already is not going to be, oh, okay. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. Matlis ma'u shetachutz. If somebody does smicha, but he puts a shmata in between his hands and the animal, maybe he's a little squeamish, whatever, but he takes a matlis and he puts it, but you can hear, right? Between him and the animal itself. Is that a problem? Is there an issue with a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, tashmat, right? Usually Rabbi Yirmiya's shailas, everybody started like squirming. And nobody was really sure what to do. I mean, at kitekach, they had to ask him flibis medrash at one point. But the Gemara says, it's a mefurish b'raisa. This is from the easier shailas, it seems Rabbi Yirmiya asked. Ah, it's a mefurish b'raisa. Can't have a chatzitza. That's the end of that conversation. Back to the Mishnah. Bebeiz yodayim. The Mishnah said that smicha has to be done with by the hand. It has to be done with two hands. Says the Gemara, minohani mili. How do you know that you have to do smicha with two hands? And by the way, what's the background to the minohani mili? Sometimes minohani mili is, I don't know, it's just like an unintelligent type of minohani mili. But this minohani mili is a very rich minohani mili. Every time the Torah talks about smicha, it says v'somach yodai. Right? How many times does it say yodai? A bunch of times. So yodai always means the chayra, one hand. So it sounds like that it was always done with one hand, not with two hands. So the question is, minani mili, what's the makar to the halach of the Mishnah? No, smicha really has to be done with two hands. Amar Ishlokish said the amakra. The pasuk says, v'samach aharon es shtei yodav. Now, this pasuk is talking about the smicha on the sar hamishtaleach. V'samach aharon es shtei yodav al roish hasar hachai. A pasuk that we spent a lot of time on yesterday's daf. Now, the Gemara says that Rish Lakish said, Ksiv yadai, uksiv shtei. The ksiv of the word is yadai, and it also says two. Now, We just read the word. V'samach aharon eshtei yadav. So what does it mean, ksiv yadai? Teretz says, this yeshem lemikra and this yeshem lemesayris. The yeshem lemikra, the way you pronounce the word is yadav. But if you look inside, it says yud dalid vav, not yud dalid yud vav. Hence, the yeshem lemesayris is yadai. It's, and being that we darshan sometimes the yeshem lemesayris, so we could darshan it as if it says, v'samach aharon eshtei yadai. Now, yadai is a lashon yachid, and shtei obviously means two. So grammatically, it seems to be off. Shtei yadav would make sense, but it's his two hands. Zebana of said Reish Lakish, this is a binyanav, and it teaches me the following rule. Kol makim shenema yadai, harei kan shnayim. Wherever it says yadai, it means two. Achi yifarit l'cha akasav achas. Unless the Torah tells me otherwise. So yadai, although you would think, grammatically speaking, just based on klali diktuk, should mean one, but from here you see not that way, because shtei yadai doesn't make sense if yadai means one. Teretz says yadai means two, and therefore shtei yadai is the equivalent to shtei yadav. But the bottom line is, wherever it says yadai, it really always means two. So it's true, it says v'samach yadai, v'samach es yadai, v'samach es yadai, v'samach yadai. You have all these different mentions of yadai, but yadai means two, and that's the makar to the halacha of the Mishnah, that smich always has to be. So the Gemara says, who said this Reish Lakish? There's a postscript to this drasha. Also, Rabbi Lazar. Amr lahashmaita bevei midrasha. Rabbi Lazar went into this medrash. He said over this halach, and he didn't quote Reish Lakish. He didn't say it in his name. Shamar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish got wind of the fact that Rabbi Lazar said over his drasha, not in his name, the ikpid the erkpeda. He got very angry. He was very upset. And the way he expressed his anger was he walked over to Rabbi Lazar and he asked Rabbi Lazar Kasha, Kilu, you know, Rabbi Lazar, you know, you're so confident with this drasha as if it's your drasha, right? Shlokish had thought it through a little bit, but in his mind, Rabbi Lazar heard it from him, didn't quote him, and hadn't thought it through. So he went and he asked him the following question. He said, if you're right, that wherever it says yodi, it really means tnu, lamali lemichtav yodav. Yadav. How come sometimes you find the Torah says Yadav? In fact, actually, Esrim Vidalid Yadav. He asked him 24 kashas. He found 24 times that it says the word Yadav. Yadav to Vienna, Yadav Ravloi, Sikeles Yadav. He asked him a bunch of kashas. And the Gemara says, Ishtik. Rabbi Lazar was quiet. Rabbi Lazar didn't know what to answer, right? So you say over someone else, Ishtikal Torah, you better make sure you think it through the way he thought it through. Otherwise, right, you might get yourself into a little bit of trouble. And ostensibly, that seems to be what happened with the great Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says, the Boston, the Nachdaite, after Reish Lakish had, in English, I guess he had calmed down a little bit. He was Nachdaite, he was okay with what had happened. He wasn't Ikbit anymore. Amalei say, he told him, my timely, timely, went to Rabbi Lazar. He says, you know, Rabbi Lazar, I shocked you out a little bit, but come on, I had thought this through. You're a Baal Kishrin. How come you didn't come back to me? You should have told me, Yodav the Smicho Ka'amri. Right, what you should have told me was that there's a chilek between smicha and other mentions of yad. In other words, when it says yodoy in the context of smicha, there it always means two. But yodav to Vienna, yodav ravloi, sikilas yodav, avada, it's not a din in yad, it's a din in yad in smicha. Right, so you said, l'chari, you could have came back and you could have told this to me. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar told him, I'll tell you why, because besmicha namiksev, because I knew that by smicha you also find vayismoich es yadav olav. Now, what does it say that? That's talking about when Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yeshua ben Nun smicha, which we mentioned yesterday, mirrored this inyan of smicha where he literally did smicha bechal koichai. So he said, I see even in the context of smicha we use the word yadav, right? You see it very mefurish vayitzaveu. And when he commanded him, he told him what to do. So Reish Lakish told him again, Rabbi Lazar, he didn't think it through properly because smicha de behema ka'amri. When I said it, right, you're quoting me, right? When I said it, I meant it only by smicha de behema. So Lamais, I know that I made my point that in the future, please say over Torah in my name. When you heard it from me, Abba Lamais, there was an Eitzah. And even though I came and I fired away with all these kashas, but there was a way to get out of the situation. Either way, we're going to stop here. The reason we're going to stop here is because that's where 7.5 years ago Shir picks up, even though it would make sense to learn one more line. But we're going to stop here and just speak at a few hours. So just the Al Rishon, or actually Al Achron Rishon. So this last Gemara that we just learned, I think two very, very obvious sushtels to it. One very obvious sushtel is there's a Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan had once said over a Memra, very, very big Chiddush. And the Gemara says, Ozo Rabbi Lazar, Amal L'Shmaita Be Midrasha. Rabbi Lazar went into Beis Medrash, he said over this Halacha, V'loi Amra Mishmeder Rabbi Yochanan. And he didn't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, Shama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard what happened, Ikpid. And he got angry. And there is a very long Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Oy L'Gabei Rabbi Amir Rav Asi. Rabbi Amir Rav Asi came, and they went, and they spoke to him, and they tried being Menachim Rabbi Yochanan, and Hader Ikpid Fei, it backfired. What they tried using to somehow comfort Rabbi Yochanan actually worked in the reverse. And the Gemara says, finally, Ol gabei Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi was one of the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan. He walked into Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, he told him, it says, Kashatziva Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, Kein Tziva Moshe es Yeshua, V'chein Asa Yeshua, Leheset Ovi, Mikol Hashatziva Hashem es Moshe. From the Pasuk, it seems that Yeshua Menun always said over in the name of Moshe. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi tells Rabbi Yochanan, V'chi al kol dove Shami Yeshua, Yo'im Alem Kach Amalei Moshe. Do you really think that every single time Yeshua ever said something out of his mouth, he would say, Kacham Ali Moshe, Kacham Moshe, Kacham Moshe? There's no way. Eli, Yeshua Yoshev Adayrishtam. Yeshua Benun used to darshan. Vahakol Yoidim Shatayrasa Shal Moshe. Everyone understood that whatever Yeshua Benun says, he's saying over the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is pun of Kipnei Chama. Yeshua Benun is pun of Kipnei Alavana. The Levana takes the light of the sun and it imparts it upon the world. And that's exactly what Yeshua ben Nun was doing. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi turned to Rabbi Yochanan and he said, Af Rabbi Laza Talmidcha, so too your Talmud, Rabbi Laza, Yoshev Idarishtam. He sits and he darshins without saying anything. The Hakol Yoidim, everybody knows, Kishal Choy, that really, all the Torah that he's saying over is your Torah. Amal Hems, Rabbi Yochanan heard what Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said, so he turned to them, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who tried comforting Rabbi Yochanan in vain. And he told him, "Bepnei ma iatem yoidin lefayis keben idi chavireno." He says, "How come you don't know how to be mefayis me the way Ben Idi, our friend, knows how to be mefayis us? Rabbi Yaakov Aridi did such a good job being menachem me. You have to learn from him. You see, this is the way you give a person chizik. This is the way you comfort a person. But the bottom line is, this is a gemara that mamish mirrors our gemara. Where Rabbi Yochanan said a memra, not Rish Lakish. It was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Loza one he said it stam, and Rabbi Yaakov Aridi went and he had to be menachem." Nachim Rabbi Yochanan. Over here, seems like Rabbi Loza is a repeat offender. This time he's not saying over something that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan and plagiarizing it, not saying it over in his name, but now he's saying something that he heard from Reish Lakish and he's not saying it over in his name. But just the mirror between these two Gemaras, Ozo Rabbi Loza, Amma L'Shmaita Be Midrash, V'lei Amra Mishmeda Rabbi Yochanan, that you see the same Gemara. Not just that, you see Reish Lakish is a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. Can you do it? Rabbi Yochanan was Ikpid. Reish Lakish was also Ikpid. It's interesting, I saw Rabbi Margolis in his Netzut Seyar. On this Gemara, he says, what's Hakab Shana Rabbi Lazar? And he says, Hagab Atzmecha, in a Yuvamis Sadik Vavam Beis, they had a defend Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Yaakov Aridi was very successful in doing it. But over here, nobody comes to the defense of Rabbi Lazar. Meaning, it sounds like Rabbi Lazar needs to be defended. You can't just say, yeah, Rabbi Lazar had this Indian. He would say over sometimes Torah as if he didn't hear it from somebody else when really he heard it from somebody else. Yevamos Sadik Vavam Beis Techiach. So what's the yishuv to this Gemara? So Rabbi Margolis says, I'm going to tell you what the yishuv is. He says, Reish Lakish said this halacha, right? Amar Reish Lakish to Amar Krova Samach Aharin Eshtei Yadav. Or Yadai, Ksiv Yadai, Ksiv Shtei Zebon of Komokim Shanema Yadai Hairei Kan Shnayim. Says Rabbi Margolis, I found this drasha in the Teres Kayanim. And in the Teres Kayanim, you know who says this drasha? The Tanoim. Obviously, it's Bryce's, are the ones that said this drasha. You know what that means? You know who was plagiarizing the drasha here? I'm using that word loosely. But you know who's saying over a halacha and not giving proper credit for it? It's really Reish Lakish. It's a Mefurish of Teres Kayanim. Said Rabbi Margolis, but it can't be. Because just like Rabbi Lazar can't be doing this, Reish Lakish also can't be doing this. So he says, must be Reish Lakish really said it over in the name of the Braise. He said it over in the name of the Tana. Because otherwise, Reish Lakish is guilty of what he's upset at Rabbi Lazar for being guilty of. So then what was Reish Lakish having Tainas and Rabbi Elazar for? So he says, the Pshat is as follows. Take a look at what I wrote in my Hakdama to Sefer Shem Olam. That's where Reuven Margolis figured out who the Chadamas are throughout Shas. He said, in my Sefer Chadamah over there, in the Shem Olam, I have a whole Arichos that in the world of saying over Torah in somebody else's name, in the world of Kaloimer Dvar Shmo Mipiv, maybe Gula La'olam, Sifsos of Dovvais Bekever, if not you're a Gazlan, it's true, even if the person is not the Mechadish of the Vart. So meaning, if you heard something from someone who heard it from someone else, in the world of properly saying it over, it's not enough you go to the source. You're supposed to say, I heard it from him who heard it from him. So why was Reish Lakish upset? He says Reish Lakish was upset because why didn't Rabbi Elazar say, I heard from Reish Lakish who heard from the Tiras Kayanim? Why are you cutting out the middleman? You're not supposed to cut the middleman out. And that's for sure why he was upset. Says, what's Takib Shana Rabbi Elazar? So he says, I think Shana Rabbi Elazar's Pasha. Being that we just established that it wasn't really Reish Lakish's Chiddush, this Tiras Kayanim. Because really it's a Tiras Kayanim, right? So Reish Lakish wasn't one that was Mechadish the Joshua. So as you're talking, Rabbi Elazar heard the Joshua from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan as well. And that we know already from Yavam, is Sadiq Vava Mebez, Rabbi Elazar would say over Tiras Stam, not attributed to Rabbi Yochanan, because Hakol Yoidin, that he didn't have to Memelo. When you put all these Gemaras together, I call Yavam, this is like one footnote of Rabbi Margolis. But as we like to say, this is classic Rabbi Margolis. One other Gemara that has to be mentioned, and that is that I saw everybody asks that actually Esrim Vidalid Yodav, that Reish Lakish, right, he wanted to show Rabbi Elazar that he doesn't really know the Zvart. So he asked him 24 kashas on Yodav. If you go through the Torah, there's no 24 Yodavs. There's not 24 Yodavs. You don't have 24 to ask, not in the whole Tanakh. So we're the 24 Yodavs that he even asked them. But I think the very, very posh that Tzushdal is as a Gemara Masechtis, Bava Mitzia, Daf Pei Dalad Amad Aleph. The Gemara talks about after Reish Lakish passed away. Rabbi Yochanan has a tremendous amount of tzar over the untimely passing of the great Reish Lakish. Amu Rabbanon, so Rabbanon said, man leisul liyasfil adayte. Who's going to go be Mephias? You hear the symmetry between these two Gemaras? Who's going to go be Mephias? Be Menachem Rabbi Yochanan. They're not be Menachem Rabbi Yochanan because someone said over a halacha and didn't give him credit for it. They're be Menachem. This is real Nichem Avelim. He lost his Chavrus, he lost his Talmud, right? He lost the great Reish Lakish. So the Gemara said, Nezel Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. They decided Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, also known as Rabbi Elazar of Ardaf, he's the one that should go, the Mechadid in Shmaitze, because he'll talk in learning to Rabbi Yochanan. We think he'll have the ability to be Mephaizim. So the Gemara says, also Yosef Kameh, so he went in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and kol milsa dahava am Rabbi Yochanan. Everything that Rabbi Yochanan would say, so Rabbi Elazar would say, Tanya de Messiah Yeloch, I have a braisa that supports you here, I have a braisa that supports you there, Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to Rabbi Elazar, he said, Atke Bar Lakisha. He says, you're like Bar Lakisha. He says, Bar Lakisha, I'm going to tell you how I used to learn with Reish Lakish. Ki have Amina Milsa, when I would say, he would ask me 24 kashas, and I would come up and I would have to say 24 terutzin. Like this, we walked away, we knew the sugya. You're telling me a braisa, and here's the punchline. I need you to tell me I'm saying good. I knew I was saying good. If I didn't think I was saying good, I wouldn't have said it. No. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Mamish have a ka'azel the kara money. Right, Rabbi Yochanan went vaiti, was tearing his clothing, v'kabachi v'amar, and he was crying. He said, Heicha at bar lo kisha, heicha at bar lo kisha, Mamish. And the Gemara tells the whole story of the end of the life of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ends up passing away through this. A fascinating Gemara. But the bottom line is, what was the minig of Reish Lakish? When Reish Lakish heard Rabbi Yochanan say something, he would ask him Esrim Va'arba Kushis. He would ask him 24 kashas. I don't know if he had real 24 kashas over here to ask. Rishayim say we don't have 24 kashas. But at the same time, this is the signon of Reish Lakish. When Reish Lakish fires away, he would come, he would ask him 24 kashas. When he would ask the 24 kashas to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan knew what to say. He came to Rabbi Elazar and he asked him 24 kashas. He was ishtik, he was stumping him a little bit. I think that's the symmetry of this Gemara, Sai with the Gemara in Yavam, Sadik Vavam, and Beis. And Sai with the Gemara in Mesechtis Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amar Aleph. But this is just Furshpas. Just to mention one other Ha'ara. And that is, so one of the many halachas that we had in the Mishnah was that an Isha is excluded from Smicha. Now, in our Sugya, The Gemara said, what's the makar that in Isha is excluded from smicha? Because it says, yada, 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 and one of the yadas is coming to be memayet v'loy yad ishtai. The truth is that Tosis asks Kasha, that what's the havamina that Isha should be able to do smicha? Smicha had to be done before shchita. Shchita had to be done during the day. Takeif l'smicha shmita. In fact, the smicha had to be done literally right around the same time that the shchita was done. If smicha had to be done during the day, what emerges is that smicha is a mitzvah asei shazman garam, and we know nashim apotim from all mitzvah asei shazman garam. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that an isha is excluded from smicha? Typically, it's a mitzvah asei shazman garam, and nashim apotim from all mitzvah asei shazman garam. Truth is, Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, asks this kasha as well. And over there, Tosfos asks an expanded version of the kasha. The Mishnah over there discusses a whole bunch of halachas that an isha is excluded from in the world of kachim. Hasmichos, vahatnufos, vahagoshos, vahakmitzos, vahaktores, vahmelikos, vahkabolos, vahazois, noyhagim, ba'anoshim, v'loy benoshim. All these things are noyag, ba'anoshim, v'loy benoshim. And the Gemara brings psukim for every single one of these halachas. Freik Tosfos Akash. Why do I need psukim in the Gemara to be made all these halachas? We know avoda had to be done during the day, and if avoda has to be done during the day, that means you could do it only by day, not by night. It's a mitzvah aseh shazman garam, and we know nashim apotim from all mitzvahs aseh shazman garam. We once mentioned a teretz nifwa to this kasha that the Malbim writes in his sefer Arz Hasachayim. The Malbim says, how do we know that Noshim HaPater from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama? So it's a sugi in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, and it goes something like this. We know that Noshim are Pater from Tefillin. How do we know Noshim HaPater from Talmud Tefillin? Because Tefillin is Iskish LaTalmud Torah, and we know Noshim HaPater from Talmud Torah. So Noshim HaPater from Talmud Torah, through a hekish I know Noshim HaPater from Tefillin. Tefillin is Iskish LaKol HaTorah Kula, because the Pasuk says, V'hoi lo isa yotcho ulezikorim b'nei nechel, mantia teres Hashem b'ficha. So if Noshim HaPater from Tefillin, that means Noshim are going to be Pater in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Pater from all mitzvahs? No. Any mitzvah that's doimed to Tefillin. Tefillin is something that you do by day. It's not something you do by night. It's a mitzvah aseh shazman garama. That's how I know Noshim HaPater from all mitzvah aseh shazman garama. So how do I know Noshim HaPater from mitzvah aseh shazman garama? If you take it from the top, Noshim HaPater from Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is iskish to Tefillin. That means Noshim are going to be potter from Tefillin. Tefillin is iskish l'kol ha-terah kula, which means that Noshim are going to be potter from any mitzvah that's similar to Tefillin. Tefillin is only noyeg b'yom, it's a mitzvah aseh shazman garama. So Noshim are going to be potter from all mitzvah aseh shazman garama. Zok de malbim adav acharev. He says that we know that when it comes to kachim, dover alamid behekish is enoy chayzer umalamid behekish. This is one of the klolim that underpins the entirety of kachem. If that's the case, a mitzvah saseh shazman garama is a dover alamid behekish that's chayzer malamid behekish. It's learned from tefillin. Tefillin is lamid behekish from Talmud Torah, and it's chayzer malamid behekish the kol ha-terah kula, where it's domi the tefillin. That works in kol ha-terah kula with the exception of one area, with the exception of kachem. Being that by kachim, there's a rule of dover alamid behekish and chayzer alamid behekish. Well, if that's the case, there's no mitzvah aseh shazman garama when it comes to kachim. Lefi zeh zokta malbi ki miyashuv toisves kasha in menachet tzadik gimel amid beis, which is also toisves kasha kedushin daf lamid vav amid aleph. Why is it that there's so many places that you find a mute of noshim when it comes to different avodas? Typically, avoda had to be done during the day, and if that's the case, the mitzvah aseh shazman garama zokta malbi. The teretz is because mitzvah aseh shazman garama doesn't apply to kachim. What does that mean? I thought it's a regular rule. The teretz is because the whole makar of mitzvah aseh shazman garama is a dover alamid behekish, which is chayzer alamid behekish. That rule works in kol ha-terah kula. It's not something that works when it comes to kachim. Or be'ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. I found in the Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Tzion, this is in Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Nun, it's Ois Zion, from the great Sinai and Oiker Harem, the St. Peter Ruv, Schis Yugan Alayne. He said a Dover Chodosh, in his own words, but it's also a Dover Nifla Mamish. He said, Lefi this methodology of the Malbim, which, by the way, he brings also from the Mayan HaChachma. Mayan HaChachma is a sefer that was written on Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Mechaber, the Mayan HaChachma, was very non to the Chassam Sofer. In fact, in the Hespedim, in Drosha's Chassam Sofer, there's a Nifludige Hesped that the Chassam Sofer gave on the Baal Mayan HaChachma. But either way, the St. Peter who said that Lefi this Charifus of the Malbim, which is also in the Sefer of the Mayan HaChachma, could be Miyashiv, a Veltz Kasha, that Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, the Baal Shoyal Meshev, brings in his Shailas Achuva Shoyal Meshev, Madura Kama, Chelik Sheni, Simon Kuf Chavav. He says, Vihine, Sha'alni Echad Mea Malamdin Lahoyal. He says, one of the Malamdin Lahoyal, right? That's an expression. He said, but one of the big Lamdin asked me the following question. And this question needs a tiny bit of an introduction. One Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tmura, this is Perik Aleph Aloch Aleph. Kol HaMeimer Loika, if a person violates Tmura, it was one of the topics of today's daf, gets Malkus. Not just that, for every single behemoth that he does Tmura, he gets a separate Malkus. Shenema Loyach Lifenu V'Loyomerois, says the Rambam. V'afa Pishaleyasa Maisa, even though when someone does Tmura, he violates Tmura, all he did was talk, say something he wasn't supposed to take, but he didn't do a Maisa, and the rule is that Lav Shein Bei Maisa Ein Loikin Olof, but says the Rambam, Shakol mitzvahs loisa say she'im ba maisa ein loikin ol chutz mi nishba umeimar umekalol es chaveru b'shem. And being that this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, you get Malkus if somebody violates the Lav of Tmura. But the Rambam says, I have another kasha on the Malkus of Tmura. The Gemara's kasha is Lav Shem HaMaisa. The Gemara says, this is the Mipi HaShmua, that this is one of the three exceptions to the rule. Abba v'lo maloikin ala Tmura fake the Rambam. V'arei Lav Sheba Nitik Lase. The Lav of Tmura is also a Lav Sheba Nitik Lase. Sharei Nema, the Pasuk says, lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oisai, v'im homer yomer v'ayuhu Tmura se yeh kodesh. That in the event that you violate the Tmura, the Kedusha is going to be. And in the world of the Rambam, that makes it a lava nitikla seiv in kana makam laharich. But fake the Rambam, lechere tmura is also a lava nitikla seiv. And if it's a lava nitikla seiv, then based on that, there should be no malchus. Says the Rambam, I'm going to tell you that's not a kasha. You know why? Mipnei. It's because although this lav is nitik lase, but the lav and the ase are not shava. What does that mean? Shat zibur v'ashutfin ein oisin tmura. A tzibur, or even a carbon that's owned just by two people, Reuven and Shimon, they don't have the ability to make tmura. But at the same time, if they went ahead and did the maisa tmura, they would be over the lav. As it relates to tmura, says the Rambam, the ase and the lois ase are not shava. The lois ase is more inclusive than the ase. The lois ase is negeya everybody, l'rabbi tzibur and shutfim, but the v'im homer yomer v'yehu t'murasa yeh kodesh, that's not negay the tzibur and the shutfim. It says the Rambam ashtikol teira. The only time there's a rule of lav shenitik lasei and loikin olav is if the lav and dasei are shav. But if the lav and dasei are not shava, the lav is more inclusive than dasei. Then you never say lav shenitik lasei. Even when you're over the lav in a way where you would have the essay, it doesn't matter. It's a taich in lav shenitik lasei. It's a taich in the lav and the essay. If the lav and dasei are shava, you have the rule of lav shenitik lasei. If the lav and dasei are not shava, you're not going to have the rule of lav shenitik lasei. This is a very rare shtickle Torah from the Rambam. Usually the Rambam lays out the law of the land without giving much explanation. Ki yodua. See the introduction to the Sefer Yamshel Shloimeh v'Oid Ma'ar Mekoymes. But over here, the Rambam actually gives us a little bit of insight into how he went about his psak. The Rambam paskin that you get Malkus for the lav of Tmura, and the Rambam said there's really two kashas on the Malkus. One, the Gemara asks, isn't it a lav shein by Maisa mipi Hashmua? For that, we have a Masoira, Kabbalah hiv and a Kabbalah. But there's another kasha, said the Rambam. It's a lav shenitik lasei, and to be miyash of this, the Rambam said a shtikl Torah for the ages. The only time you say lav shenitik lasei is if the lav and the asei are shava. But if the lav is more inclusive, it includes more people than the asei, b'chai gavna, you're not going to say lav shenitik lasei. So Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, the great Goyen, said that one of the malamdin lahoyel asked him the following kasha. He said, we know Rabbi Yehuda has a shita in Shas that a suma is potem in mitzvahs, stating that it's yodua that the Rimitrani in his Sefer Machria, Kveigu brings this by Richas, Mechas Chinuch talks about this throughout his Sefer, said that even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Tzumah is potem in mitzvahs, it means he's potem from mitzvahs aseh. But Avada, he's going to be included in mitzvahs lois aseh. If that's the case, ask this Lamdan to the Shoyle Meshev, it comes out that in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, every single lois aseh is more inclusive than an aseh. Because the lavin include the summa, and the essen don't include the summa. And if that's the case, how could there be a lav shenitik laseh? This was the kasha. This was the kasha that this lamdan asked the Shoyle Meshev. And the lamdan went weiter. He says, don't tell me Rabbi Yehuda is a tanu palig. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of lav shenitik laseh. Who said Rabbi Yehuda has to hold of lav shenitik laseh? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that summa is potem in mitzvahs, and it's only for essen, not for lavin, as if it's stated in the Sefer HaMachria. Maybe it's going to come out, there's no lav shenitik laseh. But the Lamdan told him it can't be. You know why? Because there's a Gemara that's mentioned in many places in Shas. We all know this Gemara. I'm just going to quote it from Shavuos Daf Gimel. It says, regarding the Karpin Pesach, lo yisiru mimenu ad boiker, v'anoyser mimenu ad boiker be'ish tisroifu. Ba'akosov, liten asei, achal lo yisasei, lo yimeshein lo yikin, olav divi Rabbi Yehuda. There's no malchus on the lav of noyser. You know why? Because it's nitik laseh. Because if somebody violates this and noyser be'ish tisroifu. Rabbi Yaakov, oymer lo yimen, Hashem uzel, but the bottom line is that we know Rabbi Yehuda Sheet is that there is a lav shenitik laseh. L'chura, if there's a lav shenitik laseh, and the Rambam's right in this cloud that ish tal davek in perak alav alocha alav and ilchas tmura, that the only time you say lav shenitik laseh is if the lav and daseh ashova in Rabbi Yehuda's world, that sumas potter for mitzvah saseh, but he's chai for mitzvah lois saseh, it's not shova. And if that's the case, how could there ever be such a thing as a lav shenitik laseh? So listen to a dover charif and azak goy in the same Peter Ruf. He said that ruay de mistafina, I want to say something I never found anywhere in a sefer, which means it doesn't exist. See, he said, I'm going to tell you a dover Chadash. And that is based on the raid of the Malbim and based on the raid of the Ma'ina Chachma. He says, take a look in the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin. This is also a classic Gemara. The Gemara said, Amar Rav Shisha B'rei de Rav Yidi, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that assumes Potem and HaMitzvahs. He said, Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, V'zois HaMitzvah HaChukim V'HaMishpatim. We learn from here, Kol Sheyeshnei B'Mishpatim. Any person that's included in Dinei Mominus, like if his shor damages his chayiv, if he's mevayish somebody, he has to pay Dmei Boishes, yeshnoi b'mitzvahs v'chukim. Someone that's included in the parish of Mishpatim is included in the parish of Chukim. Any person that's excluded from the parish of Mishpatim, einoi b'mitzvahs v'chukim. He's not included in mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that assume is potter from Dinei Mominus. He's potter from Mishpatim. If he's potter from Mishpatim, he's going to be potter from mitzvahs and Chukim as well. Said the same Peter Ruf. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that assume is potter from Mishpatim? It's the Gemara right before that. The Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that assume is potter from Mishpatim? Amakra. The pasuk says, "V'shavtu ha'eda bein hamaka u'bein goyel hadam ala mishpatim ha'ela kol sheyeshnei b'maka u'b'goyel hadam." Anyone that's included in the parish of Reitzeach b'shoygig, yeshnei b'mishpatim is included in mishpatim in dinei mominus. But kol sheyeshnei b'maka u'b'goyel hadam. But any person that's not included in the parish of Reitzeach b'shoygig, such as a suma, because it says b'loy ra'ois, remember, it says b'loy ra'ois prat l'suma, who anyways is b'loy ra'ois. So enei b'mishpatim is not b'mishpatim either. In other words, the makar that assumes potem and hamitzvahs is learned out from a hekesh. From something itself that's learned out from a hekesh. Summa potem and hamitzvahs is a dover alamed behekesh that's chayzer umalamed behekesh. V'shoftu ha'eda bein hamakim and goyel adam ala mishpatim ha'ela v'makesh. The parish of Etzech b'shoygik to mishpatim, and there's another pasuk of Zayis Hamitzvah Chukim haMishpatim. We're makish the parish of mishpatim to the parish of mitzvahs v'chukim, and based on Dover Alamid behekish Chayzer Malamid behekish, Rabbi Yehuda formulated his position that assume is going to be potim and haMitzvahs. But lefi this chiddush that the Malbim, the Ma'ina Chachma gave us, that any aloch in Shas that Dover Alamid behekish Chayzer Malamid behekish can apply to Kachim based on the rule of the Sugas of Ezel Mekayman of well, it would come out that although Rabbi Yehuda Sheet is that Summa is Patim and HaMitzvahs, but not when it comes to Kachem. When it comes to Kachem over there, a Summa can't be Patim and HaMitzvahs. The reason it can't be Patim and HaMitzvahs is because it's all learned out from Dov Alam Behekesh, which is Chayzim Alam Behekesh, which is not true for Kachem. Just like the Gdoyle Achreinim say that there's no Mitzvah Saseish as Mangiroma by Kachem. Because Mitzvah Saseish as Mangiroma is learned out from Dover Lama Hekish, and it can't be Chayzim Lama Behekish by Kachem. So too, Rabbi Yehuda's Sheet of Summa Potem and HaMitzvahs. This is all Me'inyan Le'inyan by Se'inyan. Rabbi Yehuda's Sheet of Summa Potem and HaMitzvahs also can't apply to Kachem. Because Dover Lama Behekish, that can't be Chayzim Lama Behekish. Lefize Yeh Shloim Adal Le'olam Sheetas Rabbi Yehuda's, you're right. Lav Shenitik Glaseh is a big problem. You know why Lav Shenitik Glaseh is a big problem? Because the Lav and Daseh are not Shava. Why are they not Shava? Because the Lav is
megeya even the Summa, and I say the Summa's potter. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Summa's potter and a mitzvah. Oh, but the Sefer Machriya says it's only mitzvah I say, it's not the mitzvah's lois I say. What was the kasha of the Melamed Lahoyel that the Shoyla Meisha brings? His great kasha was, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda himself said Lav Shinit the Klase. Where did he say it? By the Issa Noiser. Zok the St. Peter Uv, Issa Noiser is Kochim. By Kochim, there's no Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that Summa's potter and a mitzvah. If that's the case, the Summa's going to be chayiv and that's the lois. Oh, by Kochim! Kochim shiny. Kochim's already going to be different. By Kochim, it's going to be different. This is a davar chadash. It's a davar charif. V'ruyen hadvarim l'misham.